The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to Jesus Christ.
It's interesting that the Magnificat, which most of you have, proposes the liturgy today for the votive mass for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It is a optional, panoptional setting for the priest to celebrate today, or he can also do the ordinary time setting for the mass. And I've used the Sacred Heart of Jesus votive mass as indicated in the Magnificat because of what the Gospel proposes us today. A blind man cannot able to guide another blind man, because if he does or he she does so, then they both of them will go into the pit. In the spirituality life of the church, in our own faith, it is actually the heart that sees clearly, because we notice that we might have the best vision, but we don't always see rightly. Some of the best and the most holy people that I know are actually people who have struggled with their vision. But they were able to see clearly because they see through the heart. And what does it mean to actually see through the heart? Jesus lays it down in the gospel today, to avoid hypocrisy, avoiding empty religiosity that does nothing but to uplift our own ego. But charity and love that actually sees the other according to God's own image and likeness. We can never fool God. We can never fool God. That's the thing. God, in his wisdom, knows the deepest desires of our own hearts. That is why the best prayer that we can say today is, "Lord, let me see clearly. Let me see clearly you in me by valuing who I am, as created in your own image and likeness, convinced that you inhabit me, convinced that you dwell in me, convinced that you actually call me to flourish in you, walking in that promise of eternal life that you have given me at the very beginning of my own baptism." The image here is actually quite startling. You know, having a wooden beam in your eye. Just imagine one of the beams of St. Cecilia. You know, it's an image that was startling even to the first audience of Jesus. But parables are meant to be that way. Parables are meant to shock us from our own comfort zone. parables are meant to exhort us to go outside of our own little world and see the divine vision for each and every one of us. But one of the things that Jesus keep on repeating every single time as he speaks with the scribes and the Pharisees is to avoid hypocrisy. God really wants us to delight in our affinity with him as his sons and daughters. You know, what does it mean to feel as a son and daughter of God? To experience the joy, to experience the delight. It's not because it's like I'm drawn to it out of obligation or out of fear of hell. That is a deterrent too. I don't want to be in hell, and I fear hell. One of my motivations to be good is to avoid hell. But hopefully it's not my top motivation, because if not, I will always be, you know, grumpy. People who encounters Jesus exudes joy. And that joy comes from seeing him clearly in our hearts.